Thor's going through it right now. He's trying to drop the LBs for the wedding.
It's tough.
Listen, I get it. I understand. I tried to do the same thing. Didn't take for me.
It didn't, Eddie?
Didn't take.
Oh, yeah, you. No, Eddie. How much pounds? How much weight have you lost since your wedding?
Well, since my wedding, yeah. I've dropped 70 pounds.
Shut up.
Yeah. But when yeah. I was getting married, uh-oh. I was the last time I was in a gym. I had a gym membership to Frogs Fitness right there in Mission Valley.
Oh.
I met with a trainer every yes. week. And I was like, fuck, I got to lose weight for my wedding. Like, I can't be a fat ass for my wedding. Because I was like 270 pounds. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I was a big old fat ass. And I didn't really realize it. And then I was like, I got our engagement pictures back. And I'm like, holy shit. Why are you marrying me? And so I'm like, I got to lose weight because I can't have these pictures, you know, for the rest of my life and be this fat ass.
Yeah.
And I went to the gym and nothing happened.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I was still eating and drinking and doing everything bad. So... you got to kind of do both.
Yeah, I've heard
to
that.
To lose weight.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. And so it didn't take. It wasn't until after when I lost weight. And so Thor is going through that right now. You don't want to be a big fat ass for your wedding. Right?
Yeah. I mean, the fattest I've ever been in my life was during COVID. During like the
I remember.
I was like 220 plus.
Wow.
I got really fat. I'm down to 204 right now. All muscle.
Give or take.
Yeah.
A butter.
Okay. But I want to, how long can I wait to, like, how far can I go from the wedding before getting my suit tailored?
Oh.
Because that's basically when I need to hit my goal weight of, like, 190. I need to be 190 by the last time I need to get my suit tailored. I'm getting a custom suit in early August. It's getting, we're going to order the fabrics. So I'm thinking, like, early October, I need to be at my weight for my fitting.
I would guess
I'd give it,
so.
Yeah, I'd give it at least a month.
A month, yeah. A
so,
month
like
early,
so like even late September, yeah. I need to be fitted. Oh, so I have another 2 months to lose like 10 pounds, which is doable. I'm working out, but the hardest part is the eating.
Yeah, and it turns out Thor's fiance is helping him.
We ain't done yet. It's time for the P1 Podcast.
Fun's not over yet.
Completely uncensored and unfiltered, except for that part. Looking for the after party with nowhere. The show's after show starts now.
So, you know, you've heard this happening before, probably, right? Where if you're like a horrific human being and like a mom, and you think your kid's starting to get a little fat, and you buy them clothes like two sizes too small.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so
and you get them to fit in it, you know, so they lose some weight.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Oh,
so I don't know exactly what's going on with Thor, but it seems like his fiance Haley is trying to help him lose weight for the wedding.
Yeah, well, it's funny that you mentioned the clothes thing. About a year ago, year and a half ago, I bought a bunch of bigger clothes. Because I got bigger. Mm-hmm. And now the clothes that I bought that were bigger are too baggy. Mm. But the clothes that I had pre-getting big are still too tight.
Ooh.
So I'm like in this weird space right now. But
and didn't you say Haley's looking good now? Like
yeah,
she's been
tightened
working
it up.
Out.
She's tightened
so
it up.
She's seeing good results.
Yeah, she's finally growing an ass. She doesn't have an ass.
Okay.
And she's finally growing it.
You don't have to
Everybody
say
knows that.
That.
You've seen her. She has no ass.
Oh, wait, what?
Man, I've never looked.
You've never seen her walk in front of you?
No.
Okay, that's a lie.
Eyes up, bro.
Eyes up.
Yeah,
good job,
good
Eddie.
Yes, that's what a gentleman.
Good job, Eddie.
But so she's growing her ass. She's working out. I'm really proud of her.
And she's proud of her ass.
Yeah. And she's toning up. Like, she's always had like nice legs because she does horseback riding and stuff. But like you're starting to see that line between like the thigh and the quad, and it's really hot.
Whoa.
Oh,
or the hamstring and the quad, you know.
You're getting creepy now.
And so I'm proud of her. And I've been working out. I'm working out really consistently. Yes, I have.
Oh, I didn't
Eddie.
Know. You just haven't
I've
noticed.
Worked out really consistently for a while now.
Just not legs, or
I'm no, working out legs.
Oh well,
my legs
I thought
are
it was just all
been.
Biceps.
No, not just all biceps.
Okay.
And I'm doing cardio. I'm working out. I just need to eat better, and I have. I've toned down my dessert eating a lot. And, but portion control is a big issue in me in my life. Like
well, you
dinner.
Eat so fast. I mean, if you just gave you a trough, you could probably finish a trough because you
She's
eat
right.
so fast.
Well, and the slower you eat, I feel like it gives your body more time to absorb it so you feel fuller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you have a sandwich and you eat it in one bite.
Okay, one bite.
Of course you're still hungry. Your brain doesn't compute
There's
it.
Not enough time.
Yeah.
Well, your brain goes, it's literally not humanly possible to eat as fast as you just did, so
right.
you're still hungry.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
your brain says.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys done?
Well, it's a fact.
We see it every morning.
It's crazy.
I mean, you are the fastest eater I've ever known by far.
We'll get the exact same thing.
Yes.
And I'll look over, and I have maybe two bites gone. I'll look over. Thor's done and has been done and is using a toothpick in his teeth. And I'm like, dude, what the? Yes. Where did your fucking burrito go, dude? He goes, oh, I finished it.
So true. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
I do take a breath. I do take a breath.
You don't have time.
Really.
You don't have time.
So posture control was an issue.
Oh, yes, yes. God.
Yeah.
So last night I had somewhere to go. So Haley said she was going to make dinner and she had a thing of gnocchi from Trader Joe's. And she was gonna make a Caesar salad on the side. She's a big veggies chick. We always gotta have a veggie.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Every meal does.
That's gonna help you.
Every meal does. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Whoa! Overreaction.
He just lashed out at me.
And why would that offend you? Why would that offend you?
He just lashed out.
Why would vegetables offend you?
This is like easy food pyramid over here.
Well, no, you go to any restaurant, anywhere you go, you get a starch, a veggie.
It's called being healthy.
Yeah.
You should need to hear it.
You should mix in some more veggies.
I don't need to fucking hear it.
Oh, shit. That got real.
So let me guess, did she do a brown butter sauce for the gnocchi?
Oh, Thor.
Hold the gnocchi.
No,
it was out of a bag from Trader Joe's.
Did it come with its own sauce?
Yeah, I think I don't know what kind of sauce it was. It was good. It was like sweet potato gnocchi. It was good.
What? That's a thing.
It was good. It was good. And the bag.
Well, Trader Joe's is yummy.
Yeah, it is. Haley loves Trader Joe's. She calls it very yummy. She acts like she's getting fucked by Trader Joe. She's like, I fucking love Trader Joe's so much.
Trader
Joe is like hitting it from behind.
Joe has traded the gnocchi for your lady.
Yes. It's like Haley, ease the fuck up about Trader Joe's, okay? She loves
Like, if she ever met Joe,
she would fucking
leave you for him.
She'd leave me for Joe.
Really?
She'd leave me for Joe.
For pita chips.
Those pita chips are
good.
They are bomb.
Can we calm down?
They are bomb.
It's a little much. Her love. It's a little much.
That is wild.
God forbid I go to Ralph's. She gives me a death stare.
Fuck Ralph.
Yeah.
She likes Joe.
She likes Joe.
She likes Joe.
She's a Joe girl.
She's a Joe girl.
True dat.
Okay.
She's a Joe bitch.
Okay.
And don't even fucking come at her with Sprouts.
Oh.
Don't fucking do
story?
It.
Different
difference. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a Joe girl.
Yeah. So, you know, the serving size on the bag says it's just enough for three people. So I'm like, all right, we'll have leftovers. I'll have some. She'll have some. We'll have leftovers. She gives me my dinner, and it's in a tiny bowl. And I thought she was fucking with me.
Really?
Because it was such a small portion. Oh. And I go, Haley.
Subtle hint.
I go, Haley, are you fucking with me? And she goes, no, that's a cup, the portion size. And I go, well, there's got to be more, you know? And she goes, well, I'm giving you a salad too with a little bit of chicken.
Yeah, tubs.
I mean, I had just worked out. I need my post-workout meal.
Okay,
you're not the Rock, okay? I mean, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, you
with
need
weird...
a 15-egg omelet?
Yeah.
What do you need? Come on.
You get that protein in.
Yeah. Give
me a jar of peanut butter, too.
A jar of peanut butter? Wow.
A whole jar. Yes. And she says, well, you know, you want me to help you with portion control, so I'm going to help you with portion control.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Big guy don't like that, huh?
Oh, look at him.
Big guy don't like that.
I'm 34 fucking years old.
Yeah, but
if I
want to
eat what I want to eat, I'll eat what the fuck I want to eat.
But you're going to be a fat ass.
You're talking about how you want to lose weight for the wedding.
I'm not going to be a fat ass.
She does the cooking.
Yeah.
You're a tub.
So I'm not a tub.
So she's trying to help you.
Yeah.
You don't get that?
And you want. And
yeah,
you want
but
to
I think.
Wait.
You have no self-control.
But I think she's been a little over the top.
Really?
There was like five fucking pieces of gnocchi.
There's no way that is true.
Dude, it was crazy.
What about the salad?
So I like a good salad.
Oh, do you now? You're not offended by vegetables anymore?
Jesus Fuck Christ. You!
But, I'm not even going to talk. I'm scared to talk right now.
It's just the way you said it. You got to have your veggies. Okay, chill the fuck out.
I didn't fucking say it like that.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Got to have your veggies.
Like, what? In what world do people fight over veggies?
Yeah.
Veggies.
I mean, this guy.
Someone's clearly a little hangry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I like a good salad. I'm more of a ranch salad guy.
I bet.
Yeah.
Way more fattening.
Big time.
Well, we do when she makes her ranch,
well,
she uses
it's a buttermilk ranch.
No, it's not.
Buttermilk.
It's not asshole.
Hold the milk.
She uses
butter over your salad. It's so gross, Thor.
Thor,
I don't pour
excessive.
Butter over my salad.
You know what kind of lettuce he uses?
Butter lettuce.
You know what's so fucked up?
What's that fucked up? What?
I get fucking Instagram messages all the time of butter memes.
Yep. Yes, same. You do.
And fucking same. Butter yeah. and the BTS butter song.
Yep. Yes.
All because I said my fiance puts butter on a
I'll put butter
PB&J.
On everything. You're the butter man.
On a PB&J.
You're the butter man.
Yep. Yep.
Did you see? I know you have because he's.
It's
I've been
not
said
even something
about
I
80
do.
Times.
What?
Some guy is like camping and he has this like panini maker thing and he makes legitimately a butter sandwich where he put a stick of butter in between two pieces of bread, put it over an open fire, and then he cuts it open and butter just pours out. He eats it.
Oh,
and everybody's like, Thor's perfect sandwich.
Yeah.
Hold the bread.
Yes.
And like it's hysterical.
Oh, I love it.
Keep them coming.
Show this to Thor.
Yes.
And I go, you got it, buddy.
Oh, so good.
Anyway.
Oh,
put him in.
Uh-oh.
So I like the salad. I eat the salad. Haley finds it odd. She brings out whenever she feeds me, she brings out the salad and the hot plate at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always eat the salad first. And she always gets annoyed because the food's going to get cold. But I got to finish my salad first before I can eat
the
plate.
You know you're not at a restaurant. Like, you can eat it at the same time.
No.
It's okay.
No.
I do like a bite of this, then
a
bite of the salad.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, at a restaurant,
nice.
You eat the salad first.
No.
I go, I get that. You eat it. Then you bring out your entree. But if you're at home, just eat it at the same time with
fucking
beers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I roll.
There's no rules.
I have to eat the salad first.
Why?
Because that's how I roll.
But why?
That's just the way it is.
That's not the way it is.
Yeah, it is. You eat the salad first, and then sometimes the meal will be cold. I'm like, hey, can you heat this up?
Mind? I'm about to fucking blow your
mind.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
what do
no.
you got, Eddie?
What?
You ready for this?
If you say you eat the salad last.
I grew up eating the salad last.
That's insane.
Yep.
That's what they do in Italy.
Oh, here we go.
It's an Italian.
Here we go.
It's an Italian.
My grandparents did.
Thank you for backing me up. Thank you for backing me up.
Why don't you guys move to Italy then? Okay. Fucking move to Italy.
Mozzarella.
Put some mozzarella on that.
Come on, bro.
No, I didn't know that was the thing. Again, this is blowing everybody's mind right now. I did not know
that was weird
until I started going to like restaurants and go, why are you eating the salad first?
Because this is America.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's
now. But in that my dad, who is Italian, served the salad last, and we always ate the salad last.
So weird.
So,
yeah. I agree with you. It is weird because of, you know, how we're trained.
Yes.
But you don't have to eat the salad first.
I have to.
Okay.
So I'll eat the salad, and you would think, well, there's
pussy
chicken.
Sally?
No pussy. Not after what happened.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh,
so you would think so you think if it's just a plain salad, Caesar salad, I'll definitely eat that first. But if she throws some chicken in there, that makes it different because now it's more of a meal instead of just a side salad.
Your food rules are crazy.
He's a psychopath.
Crazy.
He's a psychopath.
So I know what you're thinking, Thor, why did you eat the whole salad with chicken in it before you ate the gnocchi?
What?
It was a snap decision.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
So I eat the salad, and it's a tiny fucking salad. You could give me more lettuce than that,
really?
Hey?
Everything
you could
tiny.
Give me more
How
fucking
much
lettuce.
We got?
A couple pieces
a couple
of chicken.
Pieces.
That's a lot.
A couple, and at least cut it up for me.
Yeah, why would you put
it wasn't a whole breast.
Tiny
it wasn't a whole breast.
He wouldn't.
Like, you cooked the whole chicken breast,
it wasn't
right?
a whole breast. And she didn't even cut it, and then didn't give me a knife. So I have these giant chunks of chicken with a fucking fork like an idiot.
Do you know where the knives are kept in your house?
Already
get
the
your fat ass up. Get your fat ass up and go get yourself a knife.
Yeah.
She's done everything for you. Get your fat ass up and get your fucking self a knife.
Oh, my God. Your servant.
Fucking piece of shit. And you know what? It'll help you get your fucking fat steps in.
Thank you.
You fat fuck.
Thank you.
Go get yourself a knife.
No.
I can't take this
the
anymore.
The guy who fucking mocked me claiming I have servants who carry me from room to room.
I'm just saying.
This guy legit has someone waiting on him.
She didn't give me a knife. I had to eat it like a fucking animal.
Shove a big
get
piece of chicken
in
my mouth.
Get your fat ass up and get yourself a knife.
Thor!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't.
I mean, what the hell, dude?
Well, I was in the dining room.
Your kitchen is right there.
I was in the dining room.
You have an open concept.
Your dining room is in your kitchen.
Go get it.
Dining room is
go
in your
get
kitchen.
It.
And I'm like, hey, no knife.
Oh, I'd fucking throw that thing right at your face.
And then she didn't respond.
Oh. I mean,
so I go, Haley, and she takes her headphones out because she was listening to a lecture for school.
Okay.
So she's doing schoolwork.
Oh,
yeah, she's doing schoolwork.
She's working.
You're the worst
it's
human
like,
being
what
I've
the
ever
fuck?
Met.
Like, he's probably literally four steps away from the silver
medal. 100%.
Four steps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this tub of water.
She always does this shit.
Can't get up from his chair.
She always does this shit.
Like, really?
She'll bring out the food and then forget like napkins.
What?
Or forget.
A fucking
it's
piece
so
of
fucking.
Shit.
Yeah. And then
you
I got. And then I got.
Bitch,
go, and
huh?
then she. And then she sits down and starts eating. And I go, the napkins.
God,
and then I gotta
you.
Get, and then I gotta get
oh,
up.
Oh, poor
and go
baby!
Get the fucking napkins.
Why is she marrying him?
I don't know. There's still
Why?
Time, Haley. There's
get
still
out.
Time.
Get out.
Because this ain't gonna get any easier.
Nah.
But how do you forget napkins every fucking time?
I mean,
just keep them on the table, then, weirdo.
Oh God. All right.
Anyway, I forgot where I was. Oh,
well,
so
yeah.
I'm eating the
salad.
Eating
your salad.
Salad
and your
I had yes. giant chunks. I didn't get the knife.
Oh my God.
I mean,
why not?
I can't.
Why not?
So, and then I start eating the gnocchi, okay. And literally three bites, I'm done.
Okay.
My main course
slow
is done.
Down, slow
my
down.
Main course is done.
Yeah, take a breath.
So I go and put it down, and I like.
Okay, you act like you're at a diner.
Like, you right? know
what? When's dessert come out?
Totally.
I need my piece of cheesecake, hey?
Yeah.
Well, she.
You didn't even tell me the fucking soup of the day. What the hell, bro?
She said when she was
Navy
done with
Bean, I don't want that.
She said when she was done with her lecture, she would heat the oven if I wanted brownies.
Oh, dude,
what?
But
no,
that's
you don't get brownies.
You're not
we're
supposed to
we're
do
not
the brownies.
Doing the brownies.
Okay.
No.
I put the kibosh on the brownies.
Okay.
Oh, wow, you're
I'm
a hero.
I'm losing weight. I'm losing weight.
Yeah, you are.
I'm losing weight here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Gosh.
So, I put the plate down and I kind of make noise like because I wanted her to hear how hungry I still am.
But she's got her earbuds.
But she's got, yeah, because she's listening to her lecture.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, when school's over.
The hungry, hungry hippo over here. Eating gnocchi like marbles.
She said that she what? Had her own serving, and that's all that was there. Oh. And that's how she rationalized the small serving. It's like, okay. So I walk over to the pot. That I see is still on the burner. Burner's off, pot's on the burner.
Okay.
I open the lid, and there's a little bit of a smaller serving size left than what she gave me.
Hmm.
And I'm like looking around, and I'm like, there's only a little bit left.
Leftovers, like you said, right?
Yeah, but it's such a small serving size. Like, this isn't even fucking leftovers.
What do you need?
This is what my husband does. If there's a small bit left and you know he wants more, he'll justify it by saying, oh, this isn't enough.
It's not even enough. It really isn't.
It's not even enough to reheat for a full meal.
That is a fat man's thinking.
Yes.
No, it's
not.
That
is
a
fat
man's thinking.
Yes, it sure is.
I used to think like that.
Did you,
Eddie?
Oh, totally.
Well, I was raised... clean your plate.
Yeah.
And so I grew up with a horrible mentality, you know? I mean, it was really bad. It made me fat for most of my life.
Yeah.
And so then when you're a tub of lard.
Okay, I'm not a tub of lard.
You go, I mean, that's plenty for a human being, but you go, oh, I can't. That's not enough for a lunch. I mean, I might as well eat
it. What, are we going to just throw it away? Well, I better eat it. Yeah.
First of all, I don't eat like that.
That's what you're doing?
What did I take the wooden spoon instead of a fork?
I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't even go utensil.
You just stuck his fingers in there.
That's not
full face into the pot.
It's a cast iron pot. I'm not going to do that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So I, you know, look around. Nobody's looking.
Why are you looking around for?
Because I don't want her to see me.
And get on your case about portions.
I already worked out. It's
she
okay.
gave you the portion size that you need.
Yeah, what portion for
so,
you?
Stop.
I grab a couple pieces in there.
Couple pieces.
And then I turned the sink on so she couldn't hear me. And I grab a couple more pieces.
What are you, Emily peeing?
And then there's like two pieces left. So
well,
I'm like,
yeah,
fuck
after
it.
You've
I go,
eaten
fuck
17.
It. I go, fuck it. And I eat
What's
it.
19? You know?
And now I feel good.
Okay. Oh, you're full
still,
now.
Honestly, still hungry. Oh, that's how small this portion was that she gave me.
How much were you eating before?
a lot. You saw how fat I was.
Yeah.
So I'm like still a little bit hungry, but I'm good now. We're good. Put the plate down.
Satisfied.
Yep.
Satisfied. I walk over to her. I go, Haley, because she's listening to her lecture.
Oh, my God.
She's doing her work.
She's doing homework.
And then she has to pause it. And I go, hey, I'll do the dishes when I get home. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Oh, what a sweet man. Wow. You're like a hero.
And thank you.
And angel on earth.
Thank you. Yeah. And I go, hey, I don't know if you were saving the gnocchi. I don't know if you were saving the gnocchi for lunch for me tomorrow, but I got to be honest with you. I ate what was in
the
pot.
Oh, you admitted to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow, look at you.
You couldn't hide that disgusting secret.
I could. And then she looks at me and goes, that was my dinner.
Dude!
What the
fuck?
You can't.
Oh my God!
Holy
you
shit.
Whale! Are you serious?
And I say,
you fucking
and I say,
pig.
I go, fuck you. No, it wasn't. It was such a small portion. And she goes, the bag wasn't a lot, so I gave you more, and then what was little left over was going to be for me.
Dude!
And then I go, Haley, no way. And she goes, yeah, I swear. And I go, you couldn't have given me a bigger salad then?
Okay, now this is fucking her fault again. Oh,
you
my
ate
God.
Her food!
Dude.
Dude!
New low, bro.
If she just would have gave me a bigger salad and a knife.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
All her fault. All her fault.